Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
People, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
Man, Cody, happy new year to you, sir.
Happy new year to you, my friend.
Yeah, the year's already fucked. You know?
I know. Yeah, start off fucked.
Yeah. And you was like, let me contribute to it, or I'm going to go to Miami.
Start shit up. In honor of the not so long ago release, Grand Theft Auto 6, let me fuck up Miami real quick. let me show my appreciation, my hype for the game. I just totally throwing Miami in a random fucking chaos.
I think Cody thought he could pick the game up there, like a pre-order or some shit. Like, he was like, yeah, I'll just show up, whatever, and stuff, you know, just go get the game and stuff. No, Cody, that game don't come out till 2025, so.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Even if you go to Miami or live there, you got to wait till 2025.
Oh, shit, that's my bad. I didn't read the, it was on the trailer, huh?
Well, it kind of was like a fuck you at the end of the trailer. It was at the end of the trailer, so.
Okay, that's probably why I wrote it off, because I enjoyed the fuck out of that trailer. That trailer was fucking amazing.
Yeah, you can go pick up Spider-Man. I didn't want anything to... Mm-hmm. You can go pick up Spider-Man down there if you want that.
I've had my time with Spider-Man. That's over and done with now.
Nah, dude, they're going to bring back New Game Plus this month, I think, or sometime this year. So, yeah.
That's okay. I don't know why it didn't come with the shit. That makes no fucking sense to me. But, you know, whatever. Anyway.
It did start off with them saying January. Now they said sometime spring. I was just like, ain't nobody going to play that shit by then.
Man, I'm pretty much done with the game, so I don't give a fuck at this point.
I'm
almost in the new shit.
Yeah, I kind of already don't care about New Game Plus now. So I was like, wow, they really dropped the ball in that part now.
They really did. Hey, maybe they'll grab my interest again when they release that DLC. We'll see. But otherwise, I'm getting right now.
I got to be honest. If it's Chameleon, I kind of don't really give a fuck to play that.
I think it might be him and Carnage, which those are two villains I really don't care about. So I'm like, we'll see. If they do something cool with it, great. I don't know. We'll see.
The Carnage one I would play just because, God, I can't remember the last time I played that in a fucking video game against Carnage. But the Chameleon one, I really don't give a fuck about that. And nor do I even care that that's Kraven's brother. It's just like, what? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, they took some interesting paths in their family. So I don't really give a shit about that. A lot of stuff going on, Cody. We were just talking about what we were going to do in July. Which is, you know, what's crazy about that is July this year, people will be our celebrity spirit month.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of celebrity spirit. And it would be a treat if Michael Bay releases a spirit for this year before that month comes. But you know
I would buy a case I'll buy a case.
Mark Wahlberg has a spirit, Cody.
He does.
Yeah. I'm gonna say that spirit might get reviewed now. Whatever the talk about the genius of Mark Wahlberg and everything to go with it.
I would think it kind of has to get reviewed, right?
I mean,
that should be at the top of the list. If you ask me.
Given
our history with our history with the Transformers franchise, I would think that would be tippity top of the list.
Greatest fucking franchise ever, dude. Like,
goddamn right.
Just gets more batshit insane as it goes along, or whatever. And batshit insane in a good way. We started talking about Transformers to people because we were talking about Bernie Mac and how he had the most legitimate, funniest scene that was actually intentional, I believe, in the whole fucking franchise. And it was in the first fucking movie. You probably would forget it because that movie is so fucking boring. Up until it gets to like the last fight scene, where Optimus goes into murder mode and decides, I chose violence when I woke up this morning. I guess he doesn't sleep really. He just so I guess murder is just on the brain 24/7. Then Cody.
All he just studies new methods of killing. That's all he does.
Yeah. Remember when they said he learned English from the World Wide Web or some shit on the radio and stuff like that. I think, people were mad with Marvel that they killed off Ultron. I think Ultron just took over Optimus.
Either that, or when Optimus came here, he started binging the Hitman franchise.
Yeah, Optimus should be in the Hitman franchise going forward.
He should. I'd love to see that crossover.
He use Optimus as like a fucking goggle guy to like see from distances and shit like that. They should just give Optimus I guess a sniper ain't really his thing. He'd like to be up close and personal, so.
I don't know. I think he would like to play around with, some sniping every now and again. Switch it up.
I think they should
make him doing that.
Optimus prison game or movie. Like Optimus is in prison.
Optimus breaks out of prison.
Got to shank his way through and shit like that. Don't you want to see Optimus on tail, like sharpening up a blade and shit like that?
I'm not locked in here with you. Locked in here with me.
And them eyes turn purple or red or whatever the fuck. Anyway, that battle mask comes on and shit. And he's just like. I want to see someone just like walks up to Optimus the first day Optimus gets put in prison and like got some fresh meat and Optimus just headbutts the fuck out of him or whatever and just takes him down or whatever and be like, then he quotes that line you just said, I'm not locked in here with you. I want to see that movie.
I do want to see that. Optimus going up against all these gangs in prison.
I want to see him go against like the neo-Nazis of Autobots. Yeah. Like the fucking skinhead Decepticons, the crew that are forgettable. They constantly getting raped in prison and shit like that, whatever. I want to see that. Like Optimus starts hanging out with them and he's just like, you guys are fucking losers. Optimus scraps them for parts to get out. He scraps them for parts just like he did that old robot in the second one. Fucking just straight murdered that dude.
I'm telling you, Optimus exists.
You want this movie now, don't you?
Oh, it's so bad. Optimus Prime Redemption. Give me that shit.
I mean, they really dropped the ball not making a franchise out this motherfucker by
himself. Oh my god. Give me this, please. Now.
That's why Cody was in Miami. He's looking for Michael Bay.
Yeah, exactly.
trying to get him.
Give me this goddamn movie.
He was talking to Michael Bay to direct the Grand Theft Auto game.
Of course. Yeah. Obvious pick. That's what you get. Guy fucking Richie? No.
Nah, hell no. I don't want that. If I want that, I'd get that fucking robot that was in the fifth film, the butler one.
Yeah, the fuck?
Yeah. So, people, I'll just give a rundown of this week or this year that we're going to be doing so far. And it's somewhat stetched in stone unless we decided to change our fucking mind because one of the months just suck ass. Kind of like...
I think I have a... I might have a say, sir, in Switzerland in these months.
I think I know which one you're talking about, because even I'm still staring at it going like,
I think I have a better idea, but we'll get into that.
So obviously we already said last week, this cocktail in the can, something easy and light to breeze through the month or whatever and shit.
New year in.
Yeah. And it's cheap. And, you know, and it's just something easy to go by, whatever. Then February is our regular, well, actually not regular. It's going to be new now. We're going to be doing our whiskey, beer, tequila now.
That's right.
So you're mixing and matching week will now be a tequila week now, courtesy of a Tequila Ranch in Paramount, California, people. there's some nice ass tequila bottles I saw the other day. So I'm looking forward to getting in that a little bit more. March will be the same. April will be our anniversary month, our 5 years. We're going to do a little bit of the champagne, Cody.
That's right.
They actually make miniatures in champagne. So now you don't got to buy a whole bottle. So
I love it.
Yeah, so I was like, let's do some champagne or whatever, because I had some champagne on New Year's. And I got to tell you, it was a pretty high-end champagne. It was pretty fucking delicious. It was a limited edition one, too. Came in this nice everything. It was really fucking good. I started making mimosas with it the next morning for brunch and stuff like that. Like, it was really good.
Hell yeah.
That's where I got the idea for that one. But also, I went to I forgot where I went. It might have been Total Wine. And I was just going down an aisle. I might have just been bored, just, like, looking at some shit or whatever. I saw a whole aisle just full of, like, just little miniature champagne bottles. So I was like, well, goddamn, shit, you can do a whole month on this. So we'll be introducing that. That'll be new. And if it turns out to be shit, then goodbye. adios. Kind of like seltzers. You goodbye. Adios.
Fucking riddance. Thank you. Shit.
May and June will be, you know, whiskey, beer, tequila. July will be Celebrity Transformers Month. I'm sorry, Celebrity Spirit Month. Did I say that the first time? August will be Rum Month. We'll see when we cross that road. September will be Beer, Tequila, Whiskey Month. October, Mezcal Month. November, you got to have a palate cleanser because you never know with Mezcal now, I guess, whatever and shit. Mm-hmm, so that'll be back to our tequila, beer. And then December will be Cognac, Brandy, and Armagnac month or whatever. All anything under the Cognac family tree, if you will. Excuse me. And funny enough, I actually think I found the Cognac to review for that month already.
Lovely.
Yeah, I actually need to go buy the bottle. It's $129. And I think the problem is buying it now, I might want to review it like on a mix and match. I don't think that's play it by ear, I guess.
You know,
I don't think that
it's not early.
That bottle is very limited because it comes from the UK. So,
Okay.
So it's in America, but it's only like 12 bottles. So for now, so I might want to just jump on that right now because it comes from a very good brand. And but that's the year here in the last drop. It's gonna be a fun year because I'm looking forward to getting to more tequila. I got a lot more tequila than I thought I had, to be honest, while I was looking around the room and stuff. And also, too, Cody, I want to throw this out here, too, because, you know, we did our best and worst of last year, or end of last year, if you will, and to great success. And we did a lot of great pours. Mm-hmm. I want to give this opportunity and this time to, Cody, if you could tell me, or if you want to, tell me your number one pour of the year that you didn't have on the show that you probably had at a bar or somewhere that you bought or something like that. I know what mine is. If my number one whiskey of the year, it was the Maker's Mark Celador AL. I fucking love that bottle. It's a shame you can't get that fucking bottle now for the price that it was at. I think it's like $500 now, which sucked my dick, you know? I mean... Cellar Age Bourbon, which came out last year. That bottle had a lot of hype around it. I thought the bottle was beautiful. That's why I wanted to get it. And didn't get a chance to review it on the show, but probably will make an introduction this year. And I thought it was phenomenal. I thought it was one of the best wheat bourbons I've had, which is crazy because Weller is a wheat bourbon, and I thought it was better than Weller. probably would have replaced my Weller store pick if I had reviewed it on the show here. But that was my favorite off the episode, if you will, pour of the year. Maker's Mark, cellar aged.
Hmm. Okay. I like that choice. Great choice. Great choice. I got to say, for me, my favorite pour outside the show came very, very late last year. Barely a couple weeks ago. It was when I, last night. when I made my trip to Denver, right before that Christmas week.
That really was. That was literally right before
we got there. Right before Christmas. Yeah. Me and my girlfriend, we stopped by this this bar. This actually, that wasn't even a bar. It was a distillery out in Denver, downtown Denver, called Deviation. And dude, this was the best bar experience I had last year.
Wow.
And, dude, it was, I'm talking about from the core, from the bubble you walk in, the cocktail menu they had, the craft they put into the cocktail, the bartender was cool as fuck. Wish I remember my man's name, but he was awesome. And I didn't realize this either. The drink I had was actually their gin and tonic. And it was with their gin, homegrown gin, and then their
gin or like the city?
Yeah, the bars.
Oh, okay, nice. Was it like a private barrel pick or?
I think it was. I think it was. It was a barrel aged gin they had. I forgot what type of barrel it was, but it was barrel aged gin.
You might want to tell your girlfriend to go buy that bottle next time she's back out there. She told me she had family out there, so.
Yeah. And we did bring back two bottles. We didn't bring back a bottle of the gin, but we did bring back two bottles of their whiskey, coffee, and their bourbon cask aged in Zinfandel barrels, which are both delicious. I'll probably be those on a show in the future. But yeah, they're and little did I know too as well. Their gin and tonic and some of the other drinks actually made on the Forbes list as some of the best cocktails.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
And this is Deviation Distillery out in Denver. And that gin and tonic I had was fucking decadent. And everything else I had there too was fucking amazing.
The last time I had a gin and tonic was with you back in
2012.
That was when we had the battery when I had the battery acid.
Oh, I said, holy shit. That was
Last time I had a gin and tonic. Because I remember we went to either it was that year or the next year after. We went to Casey's Irish Pub and Grill. In downtown LA, love that bar. I haven't been there in years, but still love that bar. That bar was amazing. I remember you got a beer. I got I think I got Booker's bourbon, or maybe it was Knob Creek. I can't remember now. But also, I got a gin and tonic because I wanted a cocktail, and that was the last gin and tonic I ever had.
Wow, that's crazy.
We talking about a decade ago, so
yeah, that was over a decade.
I don't know. I never. I like gin. I never had a bad one. Except for that battery acid one. that was
pretty fuck fun. That was.
But I never had a bad one. I think I just got, the years that passed by, these bars started just getting more creative with cocktails. So I just started looking at, gin and tonic was kind of always like the easy go-to one if you didn't need to read the menu because everybody could make it and so. So, and then all these bars started having their own specialty thing. I started getting more, advanced in spirits, if you will, and stuff like that. So. That was kind of the thing as well. And plus, I wanted to try certain spirits as well, too, on the bar. So I think that's kind of why. So I didn't avoid joining gin and tonic because I wanted to. It was just one of those things that we just never crossed paths.
Simple as that.
Yeah. Sounds like Denver's a winner for that, though.
Yeah. Hell yeah. For sure, for sure. Oh, yeah. That was that's stellar. Everything about that place, stellar.
Hmm. Damn. So you'd put that as bar of the year then, right?
Yeah, easily. Yeah, Deviation Distillery, bar of the year. Easily, bar none, no pun intended.
I don't know if I have a bar of the year. I don't think I have a bar of the year, so I'll just take your word for it and go with Deviation. I won't argue with you on that there one, so I'll go Deviation Distillery. Didn't go?
There it is.
store of the year, like we said, that was Tequila Ranch in Paramount, California. Ranch,
easy.
That's an easy very one. Easy. Tequila Ranch is store of the year. Shit, it might make store of the year again.
Probably, yeah. Since we get more tequila, I don't see why it would.
Yeah, like we went to two or three events there. Always nothing but love. I love the discounts on the tequila. I mean, I got two bottles of Yayo that were like 50, 45 each or whatever. And I got them for 36 or something like that each. All I know is my credit card only said 60 something dollars. I was just like, well, goddamn.
There we go.
That was the day Cody bought Don Fulano Anejo. They gave me a Don Fulano miniature Blanco. Because remember, Cody got those miniatures in now, Cody.
Mm-hmm. Got little minis.
Got the minis now, whatever. And Cody wanted to dive into that Don Fulano a little bit more. So Cody will be making a trip there because they got the whole lineup of Don Fulano on miniature sets.
Yeah, we're going to be getting a lot of Don Fulano this year. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, I'm glad I got to hear your favorite part. I forgot to include that. We was pressed on time though, and mm-hmm. I wanted to include that going forward because you know, everyone always say, you guys have anything else or whatever. It's like only what we reviewed on the fucking show. There's only 12 months in the goddamn year. Okay, so I do want to add now, like, you know, what was your favorite pour outside of the show that you didn't review or whatever, anything like that, and so. And apparently that was what ours was. So Cody, let's start getting into this now. Let's start getting into what you sipping on over there, because I had some Coke and cola or cola and some bourbon last week, and I didn't really like it. So
okay,
well, I don't like soda. So
gotcha.
Yeah, okay.
Makes sense. Well, today here. I believe this is going to be I'm not sure. This might be a last drop first, but I'm going to make this cocktail live on the show. I already got a little set up here.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And today I got my little shaker filled with ice right here. And today, one of the last few times we went to Tequila Ranch, that's what we were just speaking about, there's this...
cocktail in the can, baby.
Cocktail in the can there, yeah. There was this distillery there. Tip Top.
Yeah.
I want to say Tiptoe. Tip Top, they have these little cocktails in a can.
Which ones did you get again?
So I got the Negroni and I got this one right here, which I'm going to do today, the vodka espresso vanilla martini right here.
Man, I drank those shits right away. wait a minute, I got two of those too. What happened to them? Mm-hmm. I was like, oh yeah, I drank them motherfuckers that night.
Yeah, so yeah, this is pretty, you know, pretty light, of course, you know, as far as cocktails go. 22% alcohol, it's nothing crazy, 44 proof.
That's where we met that was the day we met that crazy-ass fucking dude that just shat on everything.
Yeah, the fucking weirdo. Remember, he was, like, just stealing a bunch of shit, too.
Yeah, and then he kept telling us to get the Negroni. I can't remember now what he kept telling us.
I think he did.
Yeah, because I got the margarita one. I thought the margarita one was fantastic, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all
right. Oh, so it would be great, actually, is we can get Just That Ice to send us something right now. Because I'd love to. Ooh.
Hell yeah.
Talk about cocktail in the can. I mean, you ain't beating that right there.
Yeah. All right. So I'm getting this poured in the shaker right here.
So quick recap while Cody makes his drink on my drink. I should have sent you a photo of the can, Cody, because the can looked like a legit craft beer. It looked really dope, the design of it and everything, and the bottle and stuff. My problem I had with it had this emphasis on this gourmet cola, and it had a bourbon rye or high rye bourbon that was only aged for 2 years. I tasted more cola, and I don't really like soda and cola, so that kind of winged me off. So what Cody's doing is he's enhancing his cocktail in the can by adding more additives to it. That's kind of what I did more towards the end of the show. I poured more of a Blue Run high rye bourbon into it. And that was the only ingredient I added. And actually, it tasted better, to be honest with me. It kind of drowned out the Coca-Cola in it, to be honest. So I just don't like soda. So I didn't like the taste of it. And plus, it kind of tasted like Dr. Pepper, if all soda, too.
All righty. Got this in the glass here. I'm going to top it off. Also, how they doing the bars with some little espresso beans on top.
And which one are you? I'm sorry, I already forgot. Which one are you making again? You said there was espresso martini one?
The espresso martini right here.
Okay. I'm shocked you still had that shit because you was enjoying the fuck out of them. So.
Yeah, so I got it right here. Poured in the martini glass.
Courtesy of Tequila Ranch in Paramount, California, people.
Smells very roasty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I'm not getting much vodka notes off of the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness. Yeah, it smells exactly how you want an espresso martini to smell.
You remember how much that cost, by the way? I think it was like $1.99 or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe $2 or something like that.
I also want to say Tequila Ranch has the best fucking prices on tequila I've ever seen. Because
anywhere.
On my adventures to buy my last bottles of the year, I kind of came across the same G4 bottle I bought. I paid $45 for that bottle. I saw it for $50 and up everywhere else I went to go buy my other bottles at. So just want to put that out there. If I could suck Tequila Ranch's dick even more.
So I'm going for the taste right here.
Yeah? Sip that bad boy, you 5G alien, you.
Man, that's actually really good.
I like how you got the can right in front of me. That's just that just says made with real vodka.
Yep, made real vodka, espresso, and vanilla. Also, this is a collaborative cocktail with Counterculture. I'm not sure who they are.
With who?
Counterculture.
I never heard of it.
Right there. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
That's why I wanted to do this month though, cocktail in a can, because we talked about Just Add Ice. Fucking phenomenal company, man. I hope they get their distribution deal so people could try their shit and get it out of the stores. But me and Cody fell in love with their margaritas. We was just in love. And cocktails in a can, what a new whole different world and these different companies and stuff like that. And Cody just named off two I'd never even heard of or whatever and stuff. So like we just wanted to give them some recognition and some show them some love, because they're making some very fine products in these cans, people, and for very good prices.
Amazing prices, and especially for what you're getting quality wise, because on the palate you're getting exactly what it says. It says right here, always balanced, and always never too sweet. That's exactly what this is. This is such a balanced pour from top, middle of the palate to the finish. It just all, it's all seamless.
I love it because on the can too, it looks just like the glass you made. They have that glass under the martini glass on there. Like you can see.
This is exactly what you want out of an espresso martini. It's not too vodka heavy. You can barely taste the vodka, which thank God, because vodka's fucking trash. strong coffee notes, but nothing like too much on the bitter side. It's like more of the roasty. I would say it's more like medium roast type coffee.
When we were at Tequila Ranch, did you have an espresso martini, or did you say I'm gonna save these for later?
I did have one.
Okay, was the first one. Yeah, I was trying to remember if you said I'll save this for later or something like that. Or what?
No, I did have one. Yeah, okay. I had that one, and I think I had the margarita as well.
Okay,
this is. I tell you, the value you're getting in this, it's really hard to find any knocks against this. Because, like I said, you get everything you want. It's really mellow. It's easy drinking. Really good coffee notes. You're getting some good chocolate notes in there as well.
The size of that can is perfect, too.
The size of the can is literally perfect. Literally perfect.
You're sneaking that in everything.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, there's no off flavors in here. I gotta say, this is not, I'm gonna say this is like the best espresso martini I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Because it's not.
Obviously, yeah, it can be.
But dude, for what you're getting, the quality you're getting for this, $2, maybe $3 can. Mm-hmm. And this, it tastes so good. The presentation is on point. You're getting the flavors you do want in an espresso martini. There's really is no true knock against this pour.
Shit, Cody, back in our movie spoiler days, we'd have been sneaking them cans in fucking movie theaters. Remember that drink I bought at the Arclight? And that's it. Mm-hmm. I forgot what movie I had to go see or whatever. And I had to pay for that expensive-ass drink. Every time after that, Cody seen a drink movie with me or whatever and shit, I was fucking sneaking alcohol in that motherfucker like I was passing him little miniature bottles and shit I had. Like, here, drink this.
So,
the can size, I love that can size.
Yeah, for what you're getting in this can of size, for something that is a pre-made cocktail, dude, and, you know, these things really in the past usually don't turn out too fucking well. Let's be honest. They usually don't.
Damn, Cody, you should see the total wine prices on these things.
What is it?
They're pretty high, dude, for a four-pack. I don't know if you can see that.
Wow, $20? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's more than that. Yeah, I mean, I'll pay that for it, but it's still much higher.
What goes back to what I was saying about Tequila Ranch, it was like, that was not the price at Tequila Ranch. That shit was single digits. Like 20 back for a four pack. I mean, if you're going, the best thing about these cocktails in a can, if you're doing like some kind of group adventure, whether it be a park or the beach or something like that, and you just want to like pack something light, you don't want to bring a whole fucking bottle with you, whatever, man, these are perfect. Tequila, lime, and orange liqueur. We definitely didn't have that flavor. I think the old fashioned one I stayed away from. I didn't want to try that one. Mm-hmm. So those are only two flavors they got up there, but tip top,
man.
Proper cocktails.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotta say, this shit is proper.
Before you, that motherfucker said it is proper. Before you give your rating on that, I want you to sip on that a little bit more. That glass is looking real nice and fine and well redeemed.
All right.
Something I need to do, and I don't mean to step on your episode, Cody, but I didn't do it last week. I want to get this out the way, Cody, because I have to. So we promised y'all that we were going to do our top 12 worst things of hip hop, if you will, worst creatures that came out of this motherfucker. And I just want to go ahead and throw my first one out there then, Cody, before you give yours. It's 21 Savage. I'll just start off with the juggler right then and there, whatever. That guy sucks. like in more ways than one, too. I mean, he's like really terrible. Like, and the reason why he came up, because I had a hard time putting this together. And some of these I might just fly on the wing, because I ain't gonna lie, this was really difficult to, like, oh, who's gonna get that number 12 spot, if you will, whatever, to start it off. Man, I had like Drake, I was thinking Lil Wayne, I was thinking Nelly. I mean, I was just thinking, I was going down the list or whatever. And like, I think someone recently had asked me, did I listen to the Drake and 21 Savage record? And again, I just like looked at them like, I think I gave them that Ultron look like, you must be out your fucking mind. Like, why the fuck would I listen to that? And it dawned on me that, like, you know, he made some comments last year, like Nas is irrelevant and stuff like that. And I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna give this little turd piece of shit his dues right now, or whatever, and get him over with, because that guy is truly awful. And I mean truly awful. When we did our best of, we talked about, like, you know, cadence, flow, style, rhyming, lyrics. This guy has none of that. like he just has none of that. We've listened to four tracks maybe of his, Cody, together on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he goes off beat in every fucking song. The rhyming ain't even there anymore. And I think that was the one project of the past 2020 era now. That was like the one track we told Nas, yeah, you fucked up. You made a mistake here. Don't ever do this again. I don't know why you did a track with this dude. Like, I know what it was for, because, you know, he made news saying you was irrelevant and y'all just wanted to show that, like, oh, we can make a record together. Nas's verse is great. And then you just hear this fucker in the background the whole 21. And then when you get to his verse, that motherfucker was off beat. I don't even think he knows what a beat is. I don't know what he was talking about. I was insulted that the title of the song was called One Mic, One Gun. I was just like, don't ruin One Mic like that.
How dare you, sir?
Yeah, don't do that. That ooh, no. That would be like making a remix and adding Jay-Z to it. They're like, no, don't do that. Kind of like how Kanye West did with Diamonds. But that's a whole track. That's a track for a whole nother that's a track for a whole nother record right there. So yeah, my number 12 on this will be 21 Savage. I think that guy is absolute trash, and I think he's like he was at one point. I don't know about now. He was like the number one artist or some shit like that or whatever. I was like, wow, that goes to show you how far that table has fallen. That car is just like sinking down that hill so much. And the fact that I had people telling me, oh, he's talented, and I was like, shh. Talented. Wow. I mean, I wouldn't throw that word around like that, but all right, cool. He looked like every other fucking dude I've ever seen. He looked like he part of the Amigos crowd. So same hairstyle, same tattoos, same rhyming skills. I mean, Jesus Christ. You know, going over that best of list, Cody, we did. If you go through Cody's top 10 and my top 10 or whatever, so much variety and difference there. And he's like, man, we were really spoiled back then, Cody. Because it's like, yeah, look, that era that we mentioned wasn't perfect. There was some shit clouds in there, too. But, like, you know, the shit was so, like, you didn't have to listen to the shit because there was so much good. You're like, wow, I just got so much variety. Nowadays, it's like, man, if Run the Jewels, Nas, or Black Star don't release an album, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So that'd be my number 12, Cody.
I'm all right. So, go ahead.
No, I was going to say I wanted to beat him to you.
Hey, I'm not mad at it. You can mention at some point. So I didn't know we were doing these ranked as we went along. I don't really have any rankings right now.
I ain't got
now,
no ranking either. I just fucking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Cool. Perfect.
Actually, I only numbered it because it'll help me remember that I already said that, okay. Motherfucker.
Because obviously this list is everybody's gonna be terrible for similar and probably different reasons too.
When we get to December and when we say our number one or whatever, don't look at that like, oh, you think he's the worst one of all time. No, easily 21 Savage could be number one for all I give a fuck. So
yeah, it's just like, yeah, they're all similar. I guess they could be various levels of terrible, but they're all on the same level of terrible, just different.
He almost got replaced, Cody, because something popped up on my YouTube feed. Was it YouTube? Yeah, it was YouTube. It might have been Instagram. I don't even fucking know why. It might have been because we played their music that one time. Them boys, if you know what I'm talking about. one of the motherfuckers, I don't know which one, to be honest, they both look alike and shit, popped up on my feed and was arguing with some, or not even arguing, talking with some chick or whatever. And I was just like, he was talking to this chick talking about how she wanted him bad and stuff. And she was like, you fucking liar. I don't want you. Look at you. And it's just like, yeah, I can't wait till we get to them. I just can't wait till we get to them. So, Cody, I'll let you knock out your number 12, if you will. Now.
Yeah. Well, this dude, he's no, he's no stranger to our to our podcast here. We talked about it prominently on a previous venture movie spoilers podcast.
I know who you're talking about.
I can't tell you, it's hard to quantify and put into words, express the amount of disdain I have for this man right here, for various reasons. One, motherfucker can't rap. Motherfucker cannot act. and three, what is probably the most egregious thing involved with this man? And say what you will about Mr. Willard Christopher Smith, Will Smith, Mr. Jiggly himself. Say what you will about the man, but the dude is an iconic figure. All right, let's just get that out the way. Let's just be honest. Culture. Let's call it what it is. Yes, yeah, he's iconic man. Culture. You know, he's a kind of figure. When this motherfucker, I guess, was hitting scene, I guess, like the early 2000s, and somebody actually deemed him the next Will Smith.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Oh, wait, I think I do remember this now.
Yeah, and people, I'm talking about Nick Cannon, of course, if you realize that by now. Yeah, fucking Nick Cannon. This dude.
Yeah, fuck you, Nick Cannon.
At one point, unfortunately, it actually became a positive hashtag from that motherfucker. I'll get into that.
Yay! Anyway,
we
had this running thing every week on a podcast we did where we said fuck Nick Cannon, and for some reason, I don't know if he listened or not, or he just saw us constantly posting it or whatever and shit. He took it and ran with it as like a note of positivity for him that his haters
killed him. Yeah. When I saw that headline right there, I completely lost my shit. Mind you, I was a young lad too. This is when I was like fucking 10, 11, 12.
This is
like around the time Men in Black 2 came out. Yeah, he had like a little 13. Cameo in there. Yeah.
So yeah. Oh, shit. He did. Oh, remember that? Fuck yeah. I do remember that shit. Oh, god damn.
Remember that shit?
Damn, I tried to get that movie a pass on Michael Jackson's funny ass cameo, but goddamn, yeah. Oh shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yep, that.
Damn, yep. That movie's a. You can keep that motherfucker. Oh, damn.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the reason that's the worst fucking MIB movie. Yeah, but anyway.
Oh, shit. Damn, I've completely forgot that motherfucker was. Oh, shit.
Well, you have someone that is on the completely opposite end of the spectrum as fucking Will Smith himself. I just can't. Yeah, I do. How am I supposed to feel?
What I hear is. Ain't even like Brandon that. T. Jackson, shit.
No, he's not.
He ain't even that, shit. I don't know what he is, to be honest. He's like this little gremlin, that troll that somebody fed, and they can't get rid of him.
I'm just like, I never understood why this dude was ever a thing. Don't understand. I don't get it. And I
remember in high school, I was in 10th grade, and I was in an 11th grade chemistry class. And somebody said, you Mr. Smarty Pants now. You Mr. Smarty Pants now. Well, can you kick my ass? Or no, but I remember just being there, and that song, I'm a Gigolo, came out. I'm a Gigolo, spending lots of dough.
Yep.
And I remember the women in that class in front of me, because I heard them singing it, and I just remember just cringing, because I was like, I fucking hate that dude so much now. And I remember the girls were talking shit about him, saying like, he basically called himself a man whore. She was like, don't nobody want his ass anyway. And I said, oh, thank you, Compton. Oh, I said, thank you, Compton. Oh, that was the most beautiful comment I ever heard and shit.
I mean, evidently they do one. Motherfucker has a kid every other week, so.
You know, that's the thing, too. And like, yeah, he fucked, you know, he fucked my, like, my celebrity.
Yeah, how you see it.
Like my celebrity crush of all time, Christina Milian, one of the finest women of all, Like still to this day, Lord, she what they say, kid Cody, the kids, she day one ish. You know what I'm saying? Like, like right there. But like the fact that he got to fuck her, like it really kind of put a stain on her. Like, do I really want that? I mean, like. I don't think he ever reached anyone better than her. I thought she was the final one, but like, it's not like he started dating uglier women after that, neither. Like, you know, they always say, oh, you downgrade. Look, Christina Milian is a really high grade woman or whatever. Like, the women he started dating after that were still like high grade, beautiful women. And it was just kind of like, what the fuck do they see in this corny ass motherfucker? And don't tell me it's the money. Don't even say that, because they could easily date anybody with more money than his ass. I'm still trying to figure out where was he getting his money from. And then I realized, oh, it's probably from hosting that stupid ass costume singing show, whatever he fucking's on. Because I was like, that motherfucker, if you look at his portfolio, he made some of the worst investments I've ever heard of. That motherfucker bought Radio Shack. The fuck is like, Cody, is there even a Radio Shack in California anymore?
If there is, I don't know about it. I can tell you that.
I ain't probably in Bakersfield, maybe.
maybe, who knows?
Bakersfield, or what's another area nobody wants to go to? Oh yeah, Sacramento, our capital. Maybe there. You know, I don't. How the fuck did that become our capital? Yeah, Victorville, later right next. Where was Tyrese hanging out in Fat Too Fast? Barstow.
There you go. Yeah.
Maybe over there and shit. You know. Maybe, and Cody was just in Denver. Is it over there, Cody? Your Radio Shack? No.
Get Denver some credit.
Oh, what about, you know, I was in Louisiana. I didn't even see that shit in Louisiana. I didn't even see that motherfucker there. You know, Expedia just reminded me, because they give you a little 2023 wrap-up and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, JB, you've traveled 10 times this year and stayed at this many places or whatever and shit. All them goddamn states I went to this year, but I ain't seen not one goddamn Radio Shack. I didn't see not one. How the fuck can you be an owner of something that don't exist no more? That's like Cody talking about, yeah, you know, I own Shack Food, you know. Be like, Cody, Shack Food ain't been around in damn near 40 years. How do you own Shaq Fu? And what righteous mind would you go out and say, like, you know what? What investments could I make? Shaq Fu. Yeah, that's what I'm going to buy. Yeah. Like, what in your right mind did Nick Cannon think he was going to revitalize Radio Shack? I don't even know what people go to Nick Cannon for. It damn sure ain't electronics. That's for damn sure. Like, I don't want my kids' walkie-talkie fixed. I don't have kids, by the way, people. Walkie-talkie fixed by Nick Cannon, of all fucking people. The motherfucker was a failure as a human being. God literally just took some clay out of a bucket, rubbed that motherfucker together, and threw it against the wall and said, call it Nick. I hate that motherfucker so much. I actually thought we would have saved him for late because he was on the list too. Like, might as well get him out.
Get him out the way. Yeah. I had to get him out the way. There's no way.
Gum of the earth is not worth the gum that's on the bottom of Cody's shoe right now.
When it comes to bad or just horrendous rap talent, of course Nick Cannon's the first thing that comes to mind.
Yeah,
of course.
Man, he was just. I don't even remember his first fucking track. I just remember that goddamn Gigolo song. And like, it's just like, oh, wait, we did review one of his songs. Remember he tried to make a comeback with that split personality where he was like playing in whiteface the whole time and shit. Yeah, interviewing people. Yeah. And he made that album that was like black and white or some shit. And I was just like, just stop, please. Don't make music. Don't do anything. How can he date such talented people that made great careers in music and stuff? And yet still suck at it. Don't when you surround yourself with, like, you know, stars and shit, Cody, you kind of improve. Like, look, say what you will about Mariah Carey or whatever. The woman had a great fucking voice and was very fucking popular for a long time for her music. He didn't pick up not one trait from her about music or anything. They were together for fucking 10 years, Cody. I mean, shit.
I mean, if he did, he sure as hell can't execute it. I'll tell you that.
That woman has one of the most fun. She is. People say she got lazy. You goddamn right, she got lazy and singing shit. She made a song that lasted for 20 fucking years every goddamn Christmas, Cody. She is making bank off that song every goddamn December and January. Actually, actually, even sooner than that. That shit, as soon as Halloween ends or whatever, wraps up. So, why the fuck would you ever. Why do you think when musicians make movies, they stop making music? Mm-hmm. There's a reason for it. Because it's more fucking money. You think they want to be singing and rapping all fucking day? Hell no. Shit, that's why a certain interview that went out with some of his aspects was right. Yeah, you wanted to be a movie star because it makes you more fucking money and shit. Why do you think Ludacris and Tyrese wasn't putting no more albums out and shit? Them Fast and Furious checks was really fucking nice. I ain't got to do that shit no more. Why would I do that? I ain't got to do that. Nick Cannon over here, man, this motherfucker. Oh, my God. I just hate this motherfucker so much. Like, he thought he was good, too, though. Like, that was a thing, too. It's like, bitch, he was from West L.A. Shut up. And he's from our town, our state, too. That was another thing that was just, like, burning that grill.
Egregious.
Like, just look more or whatever and shit, and more and more. It was just like... and he had that little Chase motherfucker in that video, too. I think Nas called him Little Chase, so I don't want to take credit for that, whatever. I think his name is R. Kelly to some people, but yeah. But yeah, like you couldn't get two stains on the music industry together more than that them two motherfuckers. So like it was like, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if R. Kelly was fucking Nick Cannon in that video. So he looked like a 12-year-old. So I mean, oh wait, I'm sorry, R. Kelly don't do dudes, he only do the women's. So, well, whatever. But like, yeah. I just hated that motherfucker so much. I just remember seeing just everything about him. The way he dressed pissed me off.
The fuck you doing? Why are you, goddamn it.
He got that Lakers jersey and that pissed me off even more. Cody, I'm going to tell you this right now. No lie. Do I have any friends still from high school or whatever? Well, I don't know where they at right now or shit, but if you ever run into them, I'm going to record them. And straight up, no lie, I used to wear jerseys like a motherfucker back in high school and shit. Because I always had practice anyway, so I was just like, well, might as well be wearing what I'm going to be wearing anyway in practice, right? I literally stopped wearing Laker jerseys when I saw this video. I don't have any old school Laker jerseys anymore. I threw all the motherfuckers, like, I didn't throw, I donated them or whatever and shit like that. I got rid of them all. I kind of regret that now because I had a lot of Kobe ones too and shit. I didn't think he was going to die at such a young age and shit. Like, death was never a thing on my mind or whatever and stuff at that time. But, like, I just stopped wearing them. I started wearing 76ers jerseys. I was wearing San Antonio Spurs and shit like that. Bulls, the Michael Jordan Wizards and Bulls. I mean, I was just wearing all. Cody, I even wore an Orlando Magic jersey.
Goddamn.
Yeah, that's how bad it was. Whatever. This motherfucker wore the whole outfit though, Cody. He didn't just wear the fucking jersey. He wore the whole fucking outfit. I'm gonna tell you, Cody, I even had a Clippers jumpsuit.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's how bad things got.
Yeah, that's how bad it was. I had the jersey with the red, a little short sleeve jacket down over and the pants to go with it too, Cody. I had every damn near NBA team jersey and shit except for a Lakers jersey going that point. That's how bad it was. And we're talking about in that time when, man, the Lakers had that top five, baby. That top five, yo, that starting five. You couldn't be touched or whatever shit. And then you see this corny-ass Negro wearing this shit. And he's just like, I don't want to be associated with him, shit. It's like, hey, you ain't about to get me jumped, shit. It's like,
man, so it's not going to, oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, turn that shit off. Turn that bullshit off.
I heard him rapping so long now, Cody. I'm just like, what the fuck is he talking about? He was just so fucking goofy in every goddamn thing he did. But he'll try to act like as if like that was his style and shit. No, it wasn't. He was trying to act like he was hard and shit. But like, let me just show you this part right here. Like, watch this part, how he just kind of comes in. Not that part. Like right here. Like he think he cool as shit. Like, bruh. And I think this is the point too. He was still with Christina Milian too.
Mm-hmm. Seems about right.
Bruh. He got a number three jersey on. Who's number three at this time? I don't even remember. You know what? Damn. Was he the reason why I cut my hair? I got to ask my sister now. I got to ask my sister. Was he the reason? Because he had them fucking braids and shit like that, like he did with her. And I was just like, yep, no more long hair for me. we will be going short hair. And I've let it grow back since the pandemic a little bit, but I don't go too high up no more. Because pandemic, JB, that motherfucker was like all out there. The man bun was showing, whatever. But damn, he might be the reason why now. Because that timeline actually does kind of add up. And when I cut it off.
You know, it's funny. That was around the time when I cut my braids off, too. In my long hair. So I wonder.
He's been affecting lives for a long time
now. I do wonder. Yeah, motherfucker causes a change hairstyles and shit. He doesn't. Wow.
He made us trade change. Well, he made me change dress style. I got three Laker jerseys in that closet right now because I still ain't worn them motherfuckers.
Not to go on a quick tangent, but shit, did that really give you any reason now to wear it either? So
one of them when I got it is when we won the championship. Wait a minute, hold on. The comments. No doubt this is still banging on my playlist in the pandemic era. You can't go wrong with a touch of R and NC.
This dude's fucking nuts. He said that in 2023, 2024. Was that when that comment was written?
It was written 2 years ago.
That's still too fucking close to comfort.
Oh, shit, Cody. We are reviewing this at the right time. You picked a gem, Cody. Did you notice this is the anniversary of 20th anniversary of this album that came out?
Wow. Wow, so it was 2004. Okay, yeah, that timeline checks out. 2004. Okay.
Wow, that's this comment was written a month ago. So, I mean, 20th anniversary. Damn, somebody said, can't believe it's been 20 years for this classic and Love Don't Cost a Thing. Both were a classic.
Jesus. He's classic and Nick Cannon in the same sentence. All right, you know what?
Give me the gun real quick, Cody. Let me just... You know what? Being 5G might not be so bad if I can't think anymore.
Yeah, see?
Give me that scar.
Not so bad.
What the... Cody, you know the reason why I watched that movie? It was really hard to get through it, too. I could not take my eyes off of Christina Milian. I mean, do you want to talk about, like, the hardest movie ever to fucking watch in life? It's like, whatever all the bad movies I ever reviewed in them years I was doing that, put them all together. I watched that motherfucker in a week before I have to watch
it. The beginning, it was so cringe because... not unlike the Gigolo video, that was his phase where he was just trying so fucking hard to be cool.
Yeah.
And smooth.
And like Christina Milian in that movie was like, whew, oh my God, Cody. Like, that was like the peak of, like, we was in high school at the time too. So it was just like, you start looking around your high school like, where the fuck is this at in my high school? Like, where this ain't... and she was L.A. born, too. So it was just like, I must be going to the wrong goddamn L.A. County school there and shit, because this don't exist. Okay, like, this is like, I mean, she was just the epitome of beautiful. I mean, Jesus Christ, everything about her. And then to see this lame ass. I must have been 15, 16, maybe when the movie came out. And this is me the whole time. They just. Cody, I've seen superhero films, I've seen fantasy films, I've seen Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter's, Avengers, Justice League type shit. I've seen fucking Dark Phantoms and stuff. Like, I've seen elves come to life and shit, some Tim Burton shit. That Nick Cannon movie was the most unbelievable shit I ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to talk about suspending your disbelief, Cody? Holy shit. I mean, to make me believe that shit happened in the movie, I was like, yo, this guy. That was some really like shit. If you could make anything happen, type of shit right there. So, oh my God, man! Look, 20 years, man. Oh, somebody said this is actually my first. This was two, Cody. This was 2 weeks ago. This was actually my first time listening to a Nick Cannon song, and it's actually pretty fire. Not gonna lie.
No comment.
Oh, man. Somebody said this is my favorite song from the early 2000s. Okay, we need to go back to the 2000s. It couldn't have been that bad in the 2000s, Cody. Okay, it couldn't have been this fucking bad. There was a lot of good tracks out there, Cody. It could not have been this fucking bad. No Scrubs by TLC came out in the early 2000s. That was better than this shit. Come on. Oh, my God. I just can't believe this many people like him. Kind of shocked by this. I'm trying to find the comments that's shitting on him, and I don't see it. I see 20 years, and I still love this shit. This was 8 weeks ago. This is catchy. It's got a nice dance to it and a great beat, and Nick is styling. Oh, my God. Cody, Cody jumped out of a window, so... He took the microphone with him, though. It's a very tall building he's in. So you might hear the actual splat noise.
that's all you're going to hear. I'm not going to be screaming.
Fuck this. This motherfucker said, can't deny. And if you do deny, you're just a hater. But Nick Cannon is very talented and an overall entertaining person.
All right, I've heard enough. I've heard enough.
Cody, the comment below that, though, that wrote responded to this, you'll appreciate this one. And this person is called the Toy Nerd Ninja. That's a hell of a YouTube handle. He ain't very talented at all. He didn't even write this, and this shit's mediocre.
I think mediocre is giving it too much credit.
Yeah, because everybody know that R. Kelly wrote this shit, by the way, too. So,
oh, yeah. It's trash.
I know R. Kelly ain't a rapper, but I thought he was trash too when I first heard. I didn't think he was good at all. I was
R.
like,
Kelly was corny as fuck too.
Thank you. That motherfucker had a song called "Feeling on Your Booty."
Motherfucker, well, that shitty ass Gotham City song for Batman and Robin. I don't want to hear that shit.
R. Kelly sucked. I never heard a song of R. Kelly. I was just like, yeah. The best thing R. Kelly I think ever did was doing that fucking song with Ron Isley. And he wasn't even singing that song.
And he was not the best part of that song.
Yeah, exactly. So, and by the way, that wasn't even an R. Kelly song, by the way.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, that was the best thing ever. So, Great choice, though. That Negro sucks.
Yeah, I had to, dude. I had to get him out of the way. When you think terrible rapper, Nick Cannon, boom. It's almost instantaneous.
It's like the Island Boys are a reincarnation of him.
I mean, they're on the same level of terrible. I mean, very different styles, though. Incredibly different styles. Yeah. Like, I actually, that Nick Cannon has never made me unintentionally laugh. The Island Boys have, though. So I got to give this the credit.
I'm willing to bet some people
Nick Cannon shows me with anger.
And some people are going to jump in and be like, you guys need to watch Wild. No, he was funny in that. No, I had no
idea. Get the fuck out of here. That's it. No. I can't say that.
I'll just watch real stand up, man. I don't need to watch his.
I hate that goddamn show.
That motherfucker considers himself a comedian, too. That's another thing.
I know.
It's like insulting as shit.
He considers himself a lot of things, which all these things he considers himself is all insulting.
I noticed too, all the things he considers that he sucks at them all too. Like he's like he's terrible. Like he literally thought he was the next Jamie Foxx, singer, rapper, comedian, TV star, movie star. It's like no, Jamie Foxx had this thing called talent.
Mm-hmm.
You my friend. No, just stop it. No, I take that back. I said my friend. No, you my enemy. No.
My nemesis.
I gotta tell you, I don't believe in heaven or hell or anything like that, but if heaven does exist and that motherfucker gets in them gates, God gonna have to put like a separation cloud in front of us or something like that. I don't want to be seen with this motherfucker up even in the, up there. So I'd imagine he has to go to hell. I hope so, at least. Because I don't even want to be in a cloud inch of him. I don't even want that motherfucker wearing the same halo that I'm wearing, so I just don't like his ass at all. I think he's like fucking scum of the earth. I think that like when it comes to like the population and shit like that, when he was created, bless his parents, I mean, but damn, that's one of those you didn't think about like, you know, aborting maybe. Like, you know, just taking a wire hanger and Spanish, you know, anyway.
No comment on that.
And just like you know, I mean, I don't condone like you know what you should do or anything like that. But like, there's a lot of hospitals in LA. I mean, you could have just easily went to the clinic and got that thing out of you. Is there a way we could still abort him? Find out that technology. I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of shocked he's still even roaming around to this day, still in media at all. I mean, he looks horrible now. He looks like he got bags under his eyes and shit like that. I mean, I think I'm an ugly motherfucker, but when I think I look better than you, then you know there's a problem then. So I mean, shit. This dude, he looked like, and then he's starting to wearing them fucking. He stopped wearing the do-rags, and then he started wearing the fucking. That's right. And then didn't he have a phrase to get your turban up? Oh my god, this dude, Jesus Christ, man. I just get your turban up. Yeah, he started wearing them fucking turbans and shit. And it was just like, man, I know this comment always gets made when, like, oh, this woman just set women back 10 years, or this black dude set, like, man, he set us back to fucking times when they was building pyramids and shit like that. And people were still wondering if space aliens made them pyramids and shit. I guess today they still think that, but still, I mean, he makes you wish you were white sometimes. Like, he makes you wish he was a little bit of anything else but black. That's how bad he is. It's like, man, are we sure he's just not in blackface? I kind of hope he is. Like, you sure we sure he's just not really like a dark skinned Dominican or something like that? Like, I don't want him part of our race. I just don't want him part of our race. Like, somebody do an ancestry DNA test on him. Just make sure, like, black ain't the high percentage on there. Like, he ain't it. Like he's a Puerto Rican or something like that. Like, please, just like, or maybe like he's, god damn it, shit. I just hope he's in blackface. I kind of just hope he is, to be honest. God damn, dude. I just want him gone. Anyway, I'm sorry. What do you rate your drink, Cody? It
seems back to the espresso martini from Tip Top. All things considered, given the price range, the quality you're getting in the sport, and just the simple fact that it's a cocktail in a can, man.
Yeah.
It should not be this fucking good. This drink has no right to be this fucking good. Mm-hmm. No fucking right. And for all those facts combined right there, for the whole entire package in totality, I got to give this, and I am very proud to say this, 2024 is off to a fantastic start. This is the last drop, my friend.
Damn!
This is the last drop right here. Yeah. As far as this is the tip top right here when it comes to cocktails in a can, this is quality, my friend. Yeah. This is high quality. This is top notch. This is a lot of bang for your buck. This is value, and you know we appreciate that here on the last drop, especially because of value. And it tastes fucking good. Come on, man. Yeah, that's last drop. Bonafide last drop. Easy, no brainer.
$3.99 at Total Wine, people. But if you go to Tequila Ranch in Paramount, California, $2.99. So saving you some money there, or a dollar if you go to Tequila Ranch. That's not bad. I like that price. I like that can size. I like the, you said it best, bang for your buck. That should be the name of this episode. Bang for your buck.
It should be, yeah.
I would say that, but I don't think I got a bang for my buck when Nick Cannon was created. So, I think I heard one time someone say, God don't make mistakes. Look at Nick Cannon and be like, oh, he clearly made a mistake. he definitely made a mistake. And whatever God you believe in, he made a mistake. Yeah, and it one right there. Named Nick Cannon and all his kids too, carrying on that lineage. Oh my God, Jesus Christ! He just multiplied himself. I didn't even think about that shit. There's more of him now. I hope they're all girls, no boys. Little Nick Cannon talking about get your term up. That's a great value though, Cody. So I like that. I like that a lot.
Also, right?
Great start.
Yeah, man. Great start. Great fucking start.
Shit, I might go back to Tequila Ranch and bring Tip Top next week for mix and match then or whatever. Shit.
I'm mad at that idea. Not mad at that idea at all.
Unless Just Add Ice is listening to this and want to send your boy something. Yeah, because I'd like to put some Nosotros Mezcal in that and get that going. I saw a Mezcal cocktail in the can, by the way. A Mezcal margarita.
Interesting.
I think I might grab that one, actually. So never mind then, because I actually want to try that. I want to see what the Mezcal in the can tastes like. So. Well, people, that's this week's episode. New Year's already off to a nice start, as Cody just said. We're here on the last drop. We got some things coming to you. I can't wait till February kicks in and we start doing some tequila. Curious to see what that looks like. oh, shit. What's going on here? Yeah. So with that said, I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.